Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Networks, your weekly podcast on all things related to business networks and alumni communities. In this episode, we will go through the options for community engagement, looking at different technology options and the pros and cons for each, including building a community platform in-house, buying a community platform from a third-party software provider, or leveraging social media platforms to engage your community. I am your host, Martine Davies, and I am passionate about developing networks that create value for the individuals in the network, your people, past, present, and future, and provide real results in terms of return on investment for the organisation. So the three options we're going to look at today are 1. Buying and investing in a white label third-party platform solution. 2. Building an alumni platform in-house. And 3. Leveraging social media for your alumni groups. And we'll look at each of these in turn. So let's start with the first one. Buying and investing in a white labels third-party platform solution. Implementing an alumni network platform using a third-party platform solution is just one of the options out there. There are a number of alumni community-specific products in the market, as well as a wide range of broader community engagement platforms. But the benefits of using a platform solution developed outside of your organisation include expertise and experience of market-leading community management technology. You will be able to tap into the advice and experience from the solutions team. They'll be able to share insights into what works and what doesn't, saving you time and helping you learn from others' mistakes so you don't make them yourselves. Sophisticated, efficient, and regular product development cycles. These solution providers are continually enhancing their product and are laser focused on their roadmap. Your alumni community platform will be enhanced every week or two for small fixes, with the rollout of new features every few months. This means your community can evolve as the platform develops. 100% focus on the product, the user experience, data management, and content management. As with the product development cycles, the solution providers will be improving tailored and personalized user experiences, probably using machine learning and algorithms to gain more insights to help you better understand your community, which in turn helps you to develop more engaging content and tailor different parts of your alumni program to different subgroups of your alumni. White label products, which can be fully branded. You will have control over the branding, so it looks and feels no different to any other parts of your business. And it provides a place for your alumni to connect with each other and your business. This sounds great and a no-brainer, right? Why not choose a third-party platform solution which is tailored to community, or more specifically, alumni engagement? Investing in a third-party platform solution is not as simple as putting money towards it, especially if you are considering integrating the platform with your in-house HR information systems and CRM systems. So there are just a couple of things I want to make you aware of. You'll need to engage the right people from your HR team, CRM team, IT team, and marketing teams to support the design, development, and implementation. You'll need a project manager to oversee the delivery and integration of the platform, and you'll need to be clear on all of your processes. They'll need this information at the beginning so you can integrate the platform with your other systems. If you are managing and/or developing a global alumni network or a national alumni network with significant alumni numbers, a third-party platform solution will likely be a more efficient and effective option. You will be able to achieve a more personalised, tailored alumni user experience and at scale. So the second option we want to look at is building an alumni platform in-house. Building an internal solution will be the right approach for some. Building or hiring developers to create a custom online community solution has its advantages. You have the chance to design and implement a system that's developed just for you and your organization's unique needs. Building a networking or community engagement platform in-house can involve a number of people as well as time and money. There are a couple of questions I suggest you ask yourself before committing to this route. Number one, do we have market-leading community management technology to use for this product? Two, are we agile in our tech approach and development? Three, can we keep up to date with technology advances and roll these out on the website regularly? Four, do we have access to user experience and CRM experts? And five, will our internal IT or development team be a dedicated resource to the ongoing maintenance and development of your platform? If your answer is no to two or more of these questions, you may be setting yourself up for failure before you even begin. I've seen alumni network platforms built in-house, which can, in the short term, seem like a less risky and cost-effective solution. But even during the launch, they're hit with issues when their technology is already out of date. The hype of launch was crushed by the lack of advancement of technology, and the individuals in the alumni network were already using more sophisticated technology platforms in their other networks. Managing an in-house software development cycle requires plenty of investment. Not only do you need to have or hire a unique set of skills and expertise, but your company has to decide whether this really belongs in your core business model. The two biggest risks for your organization with the building approach for custom community software are time and cost. And it's not just the initial setup, remember. The cost includes ongoing maintenance after you've developed your initial community software. With custom development, you're usually looking at a many months long or even years long design, development, and testing cycle. Whereas if you go for an online community platform provider, your solution could be deployed in weeks or months. In addition, estimating and tracking how long it will take to develop a custom solution is tricky. You'll need to keep in mind that you'll have to commit to the long-term maintenance of your solution, even after you've finished the development process. Sometimes this can take up to about 70% of the cost it took you to develop your custom solution, just to maintain it. Additionally, when it comes to maintenance, think through whether your in-house platform would easily allow for growth and changes that may come along with process changes. If you're willing to commit to an in-house community project with these risks, it might be worth it to build your own. If you have the resources as well as the expertise and your company has had success with other network engagement solutions, go for it. Open source technology is out there for the taking and can, with the right experience and expertise, enhance your in-house technology solutions. The third option is leveraging social media for your alumni groups. Social media platforms have become such an integrated part of our everyday life, so you may be thinking that actually it would be better to leverage these platforms for your alumni community. Social media platforms have their strengths. In fact, it's these platforms that truly brought communities into the 21st century and provided the opportunity for two-way dialogue between businesses and their customers, clients, and alumni online. The thing we often forget is that social media platforms are businesses in their own right. It's these businesses that set the rules and policies. As community standards have evolved, the rules have changed and continue to change. And these rules are different on each of the social media platforms, Twitter to Facebook to LinkedIn and so forth. I'm not suggesting that social media platforms aren't important, but solely running a community on one of these may not be the best solution for a branded community. Implementing or building your own branded community will provide you the opportunities for customization, personalization, integration with your other systems, and so forth. It also provides you control over data security and privacy, an issue that continues to blight some of the social media platforms today. When it comes to social media, though, I believe a multi-channel approach is important. Your presence and posts on social media help broadcast and share your messages, but it often falls short for true alumni engagement, and this is where your community platform comes in. So the real question here is then, do you build or buy a community platform? Both options are an investment and a long-term commitment, whether that be investment in people, time and or money. Plus, once launched, the ongoing community management engagement is absolutely key to the success of your alumni community. I have seen both options work well for companies. However, they've worked well because the solution they've chosen has answered the simple exam questions. What problems or challenges are we trying to address, i.e. your objectives? Who are our customers or alumni? What type of alumni are in our community? That's your persona development. What are their needs? Your alumni customer development. What are our assumptions? Assumption development and testing, very important parts of the process. What solution or solutions will work best for our alumni and for us? So we're thinking here in terms of capacity, resource and expertise. Whichever route you choose to go down, remember who your customers are, what their needs are, and what your needs are too. Always keep these thoughts at the heart of your design, development, and platform launch. The technology solution you choose to support your alumni engagement can and should provide mutual benefit to your alumni and you. If you decide to go for an online community platform instead of building your own, should you just buy any old platform? Absolutely not. The key is to partner with a vendor who can effectively meet your needs so that you can focus on your core business. Whichever route you decide to go down, I wish you all the best of luck. Thank you for joining me this week on Let's Talk Networks. Remember to visit our website, www.relationshipsandnetworks.co.uk, where you can access all the podcast episodes on demand. Alternatively, subscribe to the weekly show. A new episode is released every Tuesday. Join me again next week on Let's Talk Networks.